是欢迎的。
Every brother and sister is welcome.
所以希望在明天就可以见到大家。
I hope to see you tomorrow morning.
在教会的网页上，那个主页上就可以找到链接，能够进入到这个读经群里面。
You'll find the link on the official website.
那如果大家按照教会的进度来读圣经的话，应该就是刚刚读完了列王记上下和历代志上下。
According to the schedule, we should have just finished the Kings and Chronicles.
大家如果读这个列王记跟历代志这些书信的时候，是不是觉得在描写这些王，在讲述他们的生平事迹的时候，往往都是有一个模式，是不是？
Do we observe that usually there's a pattern how the evaluation of the kings were given in the Bible?
这个模式呢，就是说某某王他做耶和华眼中看为恶的事情。
The pattern was this king did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
或者是某某王他做耶和华眼中看为正的事情。
Or he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
所以这些王是走上了两条不一样的道路。
Those kings diverge onto two different paths.
圣经也时常告诉我们，在我们面前有两条不一样的道路。
Bible has also told us that there are two ways in front of us.
我们在摩西五经里面，我们看到神说有一条是蒙福的道路，有一条是遭受咒诅的道路。
And we know that in the Torah, there is a cursed way and then there is a blessed way.
那耶稣也告诉我们说，有一条宽的路，也有一条窄的路。
Jesus also told us there is a wide way and then there is a narrow way.
那如果你在 CCMC 有一定的年头的话，大家有可能依稀的记得，在好多年前，我曾经用两条道路的这样的一个框架来跟大家分享信息。
If you have been at CCMC for years, you may remember vaguely years ago, I have also preached on this topic.
这主要是根据诗篇第一篇第六节说，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
This is according to the verse 4, the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish in Psalm 1:6.
所以这里有一条义人的道路，也有一条恶人的道路。
There is a way of righteous, there is a way of ungodly.
其实耶稣基督也告诉我们有这样的两条道路，两种结局。
Jesus also told us there are two ways and two destinations.
一条呢是遭受咒诅的道路，就是人被拒绝在天国以外，要在那里哀哭切齿。
One is the cursed way, which we were rejected by the heaven, and will be weeping and gnashing the teeth.
那另外一条道路呢，就是那些良善忠心的仆人，他们被接纳到神的国度里面，与他享受永远的福乐。
The other way is for loyal servant to come into heaven and enjoy the joy of the Lord.
那我在上一回讲到这个两条道路的时候呢，我们都是选了圣经里面的两个人物来做个对比，来彰显怎么样的道路是遭受咒诅的道路，怎么样的道路是承蒙祝福的道路。
Last time I demonstrated with two characters in the Bible to demonstrate the two different ways, the blessed and the cursed.
那上一次呢，我所选的人物基本上都是旧约圣经里面的人物。
The characters I chose a while back was from the Old Testament.
那最近这段时间，神也给我感动，让我在这方面呢有更多一点的思考。
Recently, the Holy Spirit had moved me and gives me more thoughts.
他也把一些圣经里面的人物，这次主要是新约圣经的人物，放在我的心里。
Now, he has put characters from the New Testament in my heart.
所以呢，我想又重新开始走上这两条道路的这样的信息分享。
And I want to share with you the message of those two passages.
那今天还比较特别。
And today is a little bit special.
一般我 分享这两条道路呢，都是选两个单独的个人来做对比。
Usually we demonstrate with two individuals.
但今天很特别，就是我选了两对的夫妇来做对比。
And special thing about today is that I picked two couples to demonstrate.
这两对夫妇呢，就是亚居拉和百基拉这对夫妇，还有亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉这对夫妇。
It's a couple of Aquila and Priscilla versus a couple of Anania and Sapphira.
所以通过这两对夫妇的对比，我们一同来学习、思考、应用马可福音第八章34-36这段的经文。
By contrasting those two couples, we'll study this verse over here in Mark 8:34-36.
我们先一起来用中文读一遍，然后用英文来读一遍。
We're reading in Chinese, followed by English.
我们一同来。于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？我们用英文来读。
When he had brought people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life and lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake,and the gospel will save it. For what will it profit man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?
好，让我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父。
Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你召聚我们在这里。
We thank you for gathering us together here.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样的一个身份。
We thank you for giving us this identity.
做神的儿女。
To be your sons and daughters.
主啊，求你的圣灵运行在我们当中。
Lord, please have your Holy Spirit dwell among us.
帮助我们更加了解你的心意。
To help us understand your thoughts better.
帮助我们走上一条蒙福的人生道路。
Help us be on a blessed road.
所以这一切奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Lord, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好。讲到这两对夫妇的对比，我们先来看一看这个亚居拉和百基拉。
Let's first take a look at the Aquila and Priscilla couple.
他们的事迹主要是记载在《使徒行传》第十八章。
Their life story is primarily be recorded in Acts 18.
还有其他的经文，比如说《罗马书》16章、《哥林多前书》16章和《提摩太后书》4章。
Also in other verses in Romans 16, First Chronicles 16, 2 Timothy chapter 4.
那这个圣经里面讲到这个亚居拉和百基拉，全部都是相提并论的。讲到一个，一定会讲到另外一个。
They have all in the Bible. The couple have always appear at the same time. If they speak to one person, then the other person will appear.
所以他们是共同的侍奉。
So they're working together.
他们一开始是住在罗马，但后来因为当时的罗马皇帝要驱逐这些犹太人，所以呢，他们就被迫离开罗马，去到了哥林多。
First they lived in Rome, but the king of the Rome is persecuting Christians, so they fled to Corinth.
那这个时候呢，保罗他在旅行布道的时候也去到了哥林多，他就投靠了这对夫妇。
Paul happened to be Corinth during his missionary journey and met this couple.
这个亚居拉和百基拉跟保罗是同行，都是支帐篷的，所以呢，他们跟保罗一起支帐篷来维持生计，同时呢，也和保罗一起去宣教，并且和他一起旅行。后来他们就和保罗一起到了以弗所。
This couple is in the same trade as Paul, so they are tent makers, so they work at the same time as they preaching, and they traveled together to Ephesus.
然后呢，在以弗所呢，他们遇到了一位信徒叫亚波罗。这位亚波罗呢，很有口才，也为神大发热心。但是有一个问题，就是他只知道这个施洗约翰，那个施洗，他并不知道真正的耶稣基督的救恩。所以呢，亚居拉和百基拉呢，就去开导他，辅导他，帮助他去了解真正的救恩是什么。
So in Ephesus, they have met a follower, Apollo, and he's eloquent, but he didn't know the true salvation. He only knew that John the Baptist, the baptism of repentance, and the couple and Paul helped him understand the true meaning of salvation.
后来亚波罗是也是为神大大的使用。
And Apollo was used by God.Very much.
而且圣经里面多次的提到，不管是在罗马也好，是在以弗所也好，这对夫妇都是开放自己的家庭，在那里设立教会。
Bible had also mentioned that this couple, no matter where they were in Rome or in Ephesus, they opened their house, for church.
然后我们可以看到，他们是一直不放弃信仰，然后最后一直把信仰持守到底。他多次的得到了保罗在书信里面的问安。
And they have this unwavering determination, to be faithful, and they also received the greetings from Paul's letter.
好，那我们来看看这个亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉他们做了什么事情。
Let's look at another couple, Ananias and Sapphira.
他们的事呢，主要是记载在《使徒行传》第五章。
They're primarily recorded in Acts 5.
如果你去读《使徒行传》前几章，看到早期教会在怎么样，信徒们怎么样，彼此相处的时候，就可以看到，当时的人们是凡物公用，他们把自己的财物都给卖掉，然后捐出来，然后大家一起公用。
In the previous few chapters of Acts, you will observe an atmosphere of people donating their belongings and their wealth to the church.For the public use and the church use.
所以亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉也是生活在这样的一种氛围、这样的影响之下。
Ananias and Sapphira is under the influence of that atmosphere.
所以他们也模仿他人，他们把自己的田产给卖了。
So they imitated others and sold their own property.
但是这个亚拿尼亚把钱拿出来的时候，只拿了一小部分出来。
But Ananias only took a small portion of that.Of that amount.
他却骗彼得说这就是全部了。
And he lied to Peter and said that was the whole thing.
彼得说你这是在欺哄神。
Peter said that you are being deceitful, to God.
所以他当场就死了。
So he died immediately.
后来呢，他的太太过来，这个撒菲拉也过来。
And his wife Sapphira came along.
他继续撒谎。
He continued to lie.
他说这就是这些了。
That's all what we got.
结果他接着也是猝死了。
And she also died suddenly.
所以我们可以看到这两个人是合伙的欺哄神，结果是遭受神的惩罚。
We saw that how those two people, a couple, deceived God and died.
我们来看看这两对夫妇他们有什么样的一个对照。
Let's look at the contrast between the two couples.
一个是同心服侍。
One couple is united to serve.
另一对呢是合伙欺哄。
The other is colluded to deceive.
一对呢是舍己热情。
One couple is sacrificed and hospitable.
另外一对呢是自私撒谎。
The other one is self-protective and dishonest.
一对呢是坚固了教会，另外一对呢是震惊了教会。
One couple strengthened the church, the other couple frightened the church.
一对夫妇是表里如一，另外一对夫妇呢是假装属灵。
One demonstrated authentic faith, the other displayed full hypocrisy.
那结果呢？亚居拉和百基拉就成为了美好的榜样，但是亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉却成为了反面教材。
As a result, Aquila and Priscilla are remembered as role models, Ananias and Sapphira, all remembered as counterexamples.
所以从他们的人生、他们的选择和他们的结局，我们可以看到两条不一样的人生道路。
From their life, their choice, and their results, we saw two different destinations.
一条是背负十字架的人生道路。
One is a way to take up the cross.
一条呢是试图赚取这个世界的人生道路。
The other is a life to gain the world.
这就是我们刚才读到的经文。
That's what we learned from the verse.
人就是赚得全世界，却赔上自己的性命，有什么益处呢？
What would it gain if we gain the whole world, but lost our soul?
那今天我们就来看看这两条不同的人生道路各自有什么特点。
Let's look at the characteristics of those two ways.
我们看看这个亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉他们所走的这条试图赚取世界的人生道路。
Let's look at the way that Ananias and Sapphira were on to gain the world.
我们首先思想一下，他们试图赚取些什么呢？
What did they try to gain?
很多时候我们马上会想到，哎，他们是想要赚钱。
Immediately we thought about the wealth.
其实还没那么简单。
It's not that simple.
他们所要赚取的第一项，就是试图要赚取一个完美的形象。
The first thing they try to gain is a perfect image.
是不是呢？
Is that right?
别人都这样做，别人都受到别人的赞扬，哎，我们也要有这样的一个好名声，我们也需要得到别人的赞扬。
Everybody done those things and got good praise for other people, so we want to do the same.
所以我们花点钱来买一个这样的好名声。
So we'll spend some money and buy that reputation.
在人前有这个好形象。
And have a very good image in front of people.
这是他们首先想要赚取的。
That's the first thing they want to gain.
当然我们都知道好名声是很好的。
We all know that good reputation is a great thing.
但好名声应该是怎么来的？
But how should we gain the good reputation?
好名声应该是我们自己的成熟生命的自然流露。
It should flow from our mature life.
不是用钱买来的。
Not bought by money.
不是自己去精心打造和维护的。
Not something that you have to create and maintain.
更不是说对所有的批评我们都去反驳，而为自己去赚取一个这样的好名声的。
And not argue for to the criticisms that you receive.
好名声应该是我们成熟生命的自然流露。
Good reputation should come naturally from your mature life.
是别人可以看得到的，不需要自己去张扬的。
And it's something people will see without you promoting it.
亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉的问题就是在于太过爱面子。
The problem of Ananias and Sapphira is to care too much about saving face.
他们的生命没有到达那个程度。
Their life is not at the level yet.
却想要有那样的一个形象。
Yet want to have that image.
结果遭受的是一种惩罚。
As a result, they got punishment.
他们喜欢在人前有风光。
They like to be glorious in front of people.
其实这就是圣经里面讲到的虚浮的荣耀。
This is what the Bible called as vain conceit.
虚浮的荣耀。
Vain conceit.
虚浮的荣耀是什么呢？
What is it?
就是比如说一些财富、地位、成就，如此等等。
Your wealth, your fame, and your achievements.
就是在人前有风光，在人前看上去好像比别人都高大上，都要更高一层。
To look really good and better and on the next level compared to people around you.
圣经告诫我们不要贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Bible warns us not to get into the vain conceit.
那为什么人会贪图虚浮的荣耀呢？
Why would people seek vain conceit?
因为虚浮的荣耀让人很好受，对不对？
Because that makes us feel good.
让我们很有成就感，对不对？
Makes us feel like we have achieved something.
这就是人为什么去追求这些虚浮的荣耀。
That's why people seek that.
想要在 人群当中出人头地鹤立鸡群。
Wanting to be standing really tall and on the next level to other
people. 其实圣经也告诉我们为什么人会贪图这些虚浮的荣耀。
And Bible has taught us about that.
我给大家列了几处的经文，这些不是圣经的原文，但是呢，告诉大家说这是经文的出处，大家可以回去以后有时间可以根据上下文来有更多的学习了解。
I've listed several summaries of the verses. They're not exactly the verses in the Bible, but you can learn deeper when you go back.
约翰福音十二章里面讲到，有些人其实都已经信了耶稣了，但是呢，他们害怕被赶出会堂，所以呢，他们不敢宣告自己的信仰。
In John 12:43, some people already in the synagogue had already believed in God, but they are afraid to be kicked out of the synagogue.
所以圣经说他们是爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀。
So in Bible, they are described as people who love people's praise, not God's praise.
然后箴言十六章十八节也讲到有一种人的这种骄傲，人的狂心是导致人的败坏和跌倒的。
In Proverbs, It describes people's pride and arrogance can lead people to stumble in sin.
因为我们的骄傲，我们就心里面想着要去跟别人争竞，要去把别人比下去，要自己做得比别人好。
Because we wanted to compete and we wanted to be better than other people.
然后呢，加拉太书第五章二十六节告诉我们说，不要贪图虚名，不要彼此惹气。
In Galatians 5, it describes, let us not become conceited, provoking one another and envy another.
当人贪图虚名的时候，就会去嫉妒，就会去争竞。
We will be competing and envious when we wanted to have the pride.
因为我们都希望我们的名是最好的。
Because we want to have the best names out there.
然后约翰一书也告诉我们说不要爱世界和世界上的事。
And 1 John also told us to not love the world and the pride of life.
这个世界里面其中很重要一部分就是今生的骄傲。
And a lot of it is the pride of life.
这种骄傲促使我们去贪图虚浮的荣耀。
The kind of pride drives us to see being conceited.
还有点为什么人要贪图虚浮的荣耀呢？就是害怕别人的批评。
The other reason is because we are fear of other people's criticism.
所以讲到彼得，他一开始还跟这些外邦人一起吃饭。
Talking about Peter was eating with the Gentiles.
但后来有耶路撒冷的人来，他就害怕了，他马上就离开人的饭桌，就好像跟这些人没有任何关系一样。
When people from Jerusalem came over, he left the table and wanted to appear to have nothing to do with these people.
连巴拿巴也随伙作假。
Even Barnabas also came with him.
所以因为害怕别人的批评，所以呢，我们要保全自己的面子。
Because they're afraid of the criticism from other people, then we need to save our face.
这些都是虚浮的荣耀。
All of these are being conceited.
我们要非常的小心。
We need to be careful.
要防备这种虚浮的荣耀。
To guard against these being conceited.
它会防止我们犯这个亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉的同样的错误。
And to prevent us from the same mistake from Ananias and Sapphira.
首先我们必须承认。
First of all, we have to admit.
我们自己心里面都是有这种对虚浮的荣耀的这种贪好的。
We all have the desire to some degree for the vain conceit.
这是鲁易斯在返璞归真里面说，如果你认为自己不好虚浮，这正说明了你非常好虚浮。
In C.S. Lewis's Mere Conventionality, he described, if you think you are not conceited, you are very conceited indeed.
这是我时常要告诫自己。
This is what I have been telling myself regularly.
每次讲完到人说，哦，你讲得很好。
Every time people come to me and say, oh, you did a really good job giving the sermon.
有时候情不自禁，心里面就会喜滋滋的。
And you can't help feeling really happy about it.
这就是虚浮的荣耀。
And that is vain conceit.
应该时常归荣耀给神。
And we should give it to the Lord.
我们想想，我们自己是不是也有对这种虚浮的荣耀的这种追求呢？
Do we have to some degree some of that pursuit of vain conceit?
举个例子。
For example,
你在这个微信上发了个朋友圈。
On the WeChat, you posted on the friend circle.
哎，你是不是很留意说，哎，谁来关注了，谁来点赞了，谁对我有评论了
？And you pay attention to people who give you thumbs up and give you comments.
有很多人给你点赞，你就很高兴。
Very happy when there are a lot of people put their thumbs up.
没有反应呢，你就会觉得很沮丧。
If there weren't that many, you're sad.
这就是虚浮的荣耀。
That's vain conceit.
我们时常要反省。
We need to reflect ourselves.
我们是不是很在乎在人前的表现
？Are we particularly care about our performance in front of people?
我们是不是因为同僚的这种优秀而心怀不平
？Do we feel unfair because of people around us who are better？
在教会里面也是一样的。
Same thing in the church。
我们会不会因为其他的同工所做的侍奉做得非常好，我们心里面就不甘愿
？Do we feel envious when we see our church workers do a better job？
如果我们贪图虚浮的荣耀的时候，我们就只会去做那些表面功夫。
If we seek the vain conceit, we will only be focused on things on appearance.
去做那些会得到别人赞扬的、别人看得见的事情。
Do things that people can see and people will praise.
而并不是真正的在灵里面有这种长进。
Not the real growth of our soul.
还有就是我们面对批评的时候，我们是不是时常在为自己争辩？
When we're facing criticisms, were we always arguing for ourselves?
其实这些都是贪图虚浮的荣耀的一些表征。
All of these are showing that we are seeking vain conceit.
当然还有很多的方面是表现出来我们是对虚浮的荣耀的这种追求。
There are a lot of aspects in our life which show that we are seeking vain conceit.
那我们怎么样才能够胜过这些虚浮的荣耀呢？
How can we overcome that?
同样的也是根据圣经我 给出大家一些经文，大家这些不是原文，但是大家可以去根据这个出处来做一个更深入的学习。
Same way I have given some summaries of the verses in the Bible that you can examine deeper with the original verses.
就是不论做什么，我们都为了荣耀神，而不是为了荣耀自己。
No matter what we do, we should be for God's glory, not human praise.
不要求人的称赞。
Not for human praise.
当人称赞你当然是很好的，但是你归荣耀给神。
It's great that people praise you, and then you should give it to the Lord.
因为确实是我们所拥有的一切都是从神而来的，不是出于我们自己的。
And it is true that everything we have is not from ourselves, it's from God.
同时呢，不论做什么，都像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
No matter what we do, we're doing it for the Lord, not for people.
所以那些没有人看得见的事情，没有人会表扬你的事情，主都看得见。
The things that were not seen or praised by people, you should still do it.
主都纪念。
Because God sees it.
这就是还有一点就是我们刚才所读的经文，我们要学习舍己来背起十字架跟从主。
And the other one is to deny yourself and take up the cross.
学习舍弃自己。
Learn to humble yourself.
然后呢，我们是讨神的喜悦，而不是讨人的喜欢。
We'll be seeking to please God, not people.
这个很重要。
And that is important.
很多时候我们会自然不自然的去讨人的喜欢。
Sometimes we just couldn't help trying to please people.
这就是虚浮的荣耀在作怪。
That's vain conceit at its work.
同时呢，我们也要效法基督的虚己和谦卑。
We should also imitate Christ's humanity and self-sacrifice.
这个经文大家都很熟悉的。
We're familiar with the verse.
与神同等，但是他却甘愿舍己，成为人的样式。
Though he was in the form of God, did not count equally with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself.
关键在于我们把神放在第一位。
The important thing is we put God first.
才能够胜过这些虚浮的荣耀。
So that we can overcome the vain conceit.
那亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉他们试图赚取一个完美的形象，那他们还想要赚取些什么呢？
What else did Ananias and Sapphira try to gain?
那就是第二点，就他们试图保住世上的财富。
They're also trying to keep their earthly treasures.
刚才讲到，经文里面说什么？人试图要保住自己的性命，其实都保不住，要丧掉，对不对？那他们试图要保住自己的财富。
In the verse, they said, "For whoever desires to save his life will lose it," and they're trying to protect their earthly treasure.
钱财是很好的仆人，但却是最糟糕的主人。
Money is a very good servant, but a worst master.
我们用钱财可以做很多的事情。
We can use money to do a lot of great things.
但是如果一旦钱财变成了我们主人的时候
，Once money became our master, for,
我们被他牵着鼻子走的时候，那问题就很大。
And we're led by it, then there's going to be a big problem.
钱财本身并不是一个问题。
Money itself is not a problem.
关键是我们怎么去对待它。
The key is how to treat it.
提摩太前书第六章第十节说：“贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道。”用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
First Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
所以我们知道这里没有说钱财是万恶之根，对不对？
It did not say that money is the root of the evil.
而是贪财。是万物之根，万恶之根。
The love of money is the root of the evil.
这就是亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉所犯的错误。
That's Ananias and Sapphira's mistake.
但是我们不得不说，财务确实是一个很大的一个话题。希望以后用另外一次的分享来跟大家分享这方面的教导。
Finance is a big topic. I hope to talk about it in the future.
但是财务确实是给人带来很大的焦虑的，是不是？
Finance also gives us a lot of anxieties.
如果我们没有工作，没有收入的话，我们会很担心。
If we don't have a job and we don't have income, we will be anxious.
如果我们的退休金不够，我们要退休了，没有着落，我们会很担心。
If we don't have enough in our retirement account, we will be anxious too.
其实有钱也会给人带来焦虑。
Having a lot of money actually will also bring you anxiety.
我们这个钱要投资在哪里才不会被通货膨胀给吞食掉？
Where should we invest it to beat the inflation?
很有钱的人老要想着有没有人来打自己的钱财的主意。
Wealthy people would be afraid of people who come and rob them.
从而惶惶不可终日。
And they were anxious all day long.
所以对基督徒来说，我们怎么样在财务上信靠神，这是基督徒成长的重要步骤。
As a Christian, how to learn to trust God in our finances is an important step.
其实我们在信仰里面能够有多大的长进，有多大的这种进步和成就，很大程度上取决于我们对钱财的态度。
Our growth in faith is largely in how we handle the finance.
我们愿不愿意在财务上来信靠神？
Are we willing to trust in God with our finance?
如果我们在这一点上不学习信靠神的话，我们在主里面的这个长进呢是非常有限的。
Our spiritual growth will be limited if we don't learn how to handle the finance and trust in God.
我感谢主，在我刚刚读书毕业找工作的时候，神就给我一个很重要的这个功课，帮助我在财务上学习信靠他。
I thank the Lord to give me this wonderful lesson in my early career when I was looking for a job.
当时我从学校毕业的时候，经济环境非常的不好，工作非常的难找。
Economy was bad when I first graduated, and jobs are hard to find.
那刚好有一次我得到了一个很难得的这样一个面试的机会。
It just so happened that I got an interview opportunity.
然后我去跟这个公司面试了以后，哎，我感觉非常好。
And I interviewed with the company and I feel really good.
对方好像也给了我很多正面的回馈。
And they have given me very positive feedback.
那我回来以后两三次给他们打电话。
And I came back and called them several times.
他们说你还是很有希望的，但是呢我们这个招聘的这个窗口呢还没有关闭，所以呢我们还要再等一等。
You're on the top list, but we have to wait for the rest of the interviewees.
但这个时候呢，我之前就有学员传道会来邀请我去参加一个培训营。
Previously, I had people from Campus Crusade for Christ recruiting me to join the camp.
要到一个Colorado 州那里去参加一个培训营，还有要上一些很有名的这些神学教授的一些课程。
It's a training camp in Colorado where famous theology professors will give lectures.
这个机会也是挺难得的。
It's a very good opportunity and hard to find.
但在等这个面试的结果的过程当中，这个马上我就要决定要去这个营会还是不去了。
While waiting for the decision from the job, I have to decide whether I will go to the camp or not.
这时候心里非常的挣扎。
I struggled inside.
到底是推掉这个营会，专心的等这个面试的结果呢？还是推掉这份工作就去参加这个营会。
Should I be waiting for the result of my interview and not go to the camp, or should I just go to the camp and not worry about the job?
后来神一直用这个你们要先求神的国和他的义这节经文来告诉我。
God has consistently telling me with the verse where you gotta seek God's kingdom first.
后来我就决定说好吧，神，我就听你一次。
Then I decided I will listen to you this time.
我就决定去参加这个营会，就不理会这个工作机会了。
So I decided to go to the training camp and without thinking twice about the job.
果然，我去到营会的第二天，我就接到我的室友给我打个电话。
Obviously, when I get to the camp, I got a call from my roommate.
我室友说收到一封信，说你没有被录取。
The roommate said, oh, you got a letter saying that you're rejected from the job.
哎，我就非常的高兴，我就可以专心的在那里学习，在那里跟弟兄姊妹有这样的一个团契。
I was happy because then I can focus on studying there and having fellowship with my brothers and sisters in the camp.
然后一个月以后回到学校。
Months later, I came back to the camp.
系里面的秘书说，哎，你去哪了？全世界都在找你。
The department kept saying, where have you been? We've been looking for you.
说有一家公司在学校的就业办公室里面找到你的简历，非常想要跟你交谈。
A company came to our office and saw your resume and really wanted to talk to you.
所以长话短说，过了两个礼拜我就开始了在美国的第一份工作。
Long story short, 2 weeks later, I started my first job in America.
而且这份工作要比原来要等的那份工作要好得多。
And that job was much better than the one I was waiting for.
感谢主，他让我在刚刚信主没多久的时候就学习这样的功课。
And thank the Lord to give me that lesson when I was new to the faith.
让我亲身的感受到腓立比书四章十九节这样的一个应许。
And let me feel deeply about this verse in Philippians 4:19.
我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
好，我们看到了刚才亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉，他们是试图要赚取世界的。这样的人生。
We observed Ananias and Sapphira trying to gain the world.
我们现在来看看这个 亚居拉和百基拉他们背负十字架的人生。
Let's look at the life of Aquila and Priscilla taking on upon the cross.
我们来看看他们是怎么样来背负十字架。
How did they do that?
背负十字架不是说我们就甘愿为主舍命，然后就英勇就义了，这叫背负十字架。
Taking up the cross doesn't necessarily mean that you die immediately for Christ.
背负十字架对我们来说更多是看我们愿不愿意舍弃我们所拥有的一些东西。
Taking up the cross really means to see if we are willing to give up some of the things that we are holding on to.
去舍弃我们认为本该属于我们的东西。
And giving up the things that we thought belonged to us.
首先第一点就是亚居拉和百基拉他们愿意为主舍弃时间。
First of all, Aquila and Priscilla sacrificed their time for the Lord.
也讲到他，这个他就是亚波罗，他在会堂里放胆讲道，百基拉、亚居拉听见就接他来，将神的道给他讲解更加详细。
So he here is Apollo. So Apollo began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately.
所以我们都知道，这个亚波罗一开始在宣讲的是施洗约翰关于悔改的这样的信息。
We know that Apollo was talking about the John the Baptist, the baptism of repentance.
但是百基拉、亚居拉他们去辅导他，让他知道真正的耶稣基督的救恩。
And Aquila and Priscilla was helping him to understand the true salvation.
所以这说明百基拉、亚居拉他们自己是深知神的这种真正的救恩的道理。
It showed that this couple truly know the true salvation themselves.
这是需要花时间去学习的。
That takes time to learn.
是不是呢？
Right.
我们从刚信主要到了解全备的神的教导，这个救恩的道理是需要花时间的。
From new to the faith to understand completely about God's way, it takes time.
这就是我们为什么呼吁大家要按照这样的一个进度来读圣经。
This is why we encourage everyone to follow the schedule and finish reading the Bible.
这也是为什么我们两堂的这群的弟兄姊妹每天都愿意定时的来阅读圣经。
That is why everybody from the two churches together reading the Bible together.
这需要我们舍弃时间。
It asks us to take time.
同时呢，你要去栽培信徒也是需要时间的。
Training disciples also take time.
要去辅导像亚波罗这样的信徒，他们是自己需要摆上时间。
To train believers, like Apollo, they need to spend time.
他们本来可以用这些时间去多支几个帐篷，来多卖几个钱。
They could have used the extra time to make few more tents and make more money.
但他们决定用自己的时间为神所用。
But they decided to use their time.For the Lord.
这是一种舍己。
This is a sacrifice.
我们愿意为主摆上我们的时间吗？
Are we willing to put our time for the Lord?
我们可以花时间来阅读圣经。
We spend time reading Bibles.
我们也可以花时间去问候一下我们的弟兄姊妹。
To greet people.
我们可以留意一下我们坐在我们身边的有哪些弟兄姊妹今天没有来。
To take a look at who our brothers and sisters are not here with us.
我们可以去发个信息慰问一下，到底是怎么回事。
We can send a message and say what's going on.
这些都需要舍己。
All of these mean sacrifice.
那同时呢，亚居拉和百基拉他们也愿意为主舍弃他们的财产。
Also, Aquila and Priscilla sacrificed their possessions for the Lord.
我们刚才看到这个亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉，他们试图去用自己的这个田产来给自己赚取一个好名声。
We also saw Ananias and Sapphira trying to gain fame, gain their name by selling their property.
但是亚居拉和百基拉他们把自己的家业当作神的教会。
But Aquila and Priscilla used their home. For as God's assets.
这里保罗在问安的时候就提到亚基拉和百基拉，问他们安，同时呢又问在他们家中的教会安。
And here Paul send greetings not only to the couple but also the churches in their home.
这个时候他们又回到了罗马。
And they're back in Rome at this time.
在那里又建立了教会。
And they built up church there.
他们在以弗所的时候就开放自己的家庭，在那里成立教会。
In Ephesus they opened their home as church.
所以他们没有把自己的产业当作是自己的。
They didn't treat their own possessions as their own.
而是用来被神所用。
Rather for the use of God.
那神赐给我们财产的意义是什么呢？
What's the purpose of asking us to give us possessions?
神为什么要赐给我们产业呢？
Why God gives us possessions?
其实神给我们这些产业其实是给我们的一个祝福，也是让我们去祝福他人的一个渠道。
It's a blessing to us. It's also a channel for us to pass on the blessings to other people.
所以这些福分应该是流到我们身上，然后流出去，流到他人身上的。
And blessings should flow to us and pass us to other people.
不是说这个福我们就把它倒过来，就福到了，到了这里就不要走了。
Not that the blessings should stop right here with us.
如果你是觉得这个福到了你这里就不走了的话，你会发现源头那里也会止住的。
If you realize that the blessings stop right here with you, you will notice that from the source it stopped as well.
就当我们把自己的产业去被神所用的时候，这个福分就源源不断地流到我们身上，也会源源不断地流到别人身上。
When you realize your possessions were used for the purpose of the Lord, you notice how the blessings come into us and flow to other people.
同时呢，这也是积财宝在天上的做法。
And this is also how you accumulate your wealth in heaven.
我们愿意积财宝在地上呢，还是愿意积财宝在天上？
Would we rather accumulate our wealth on the earth or in the heaven?
同时呢，亚基拉和百基拉，他们在这些舍己的上面一点一滴的累积之下，之后他们到了一个成熟度，他们真的就预备好了，如果真的神要让他们舍命的话，他们也是甘心乐意的。
Little by little they have accumulated their faith so much that at some point they are prepared to sacrifice their life.
这保罗在继续的在罗马书十六章给他们的一个问安的时候说道，问百基拉和亚居拉安，他们在基督耶稣里与我同工，也为我的命将自己的颈项置之度外。不但我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们。
In Romans 16, Paul wrote, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks.But also all the churches of the Gentiles."
这里讲到，他们为了神的事工，为了自己的同工，真的将自己的颈项置之度外。
Here it mentioned risk their own necks, for their co-workers, church workers.
他们因为一点点的累积，一点点的生命的成长，到了这个成熟度的时候，就是可以预备好为主献身。
Little by little, they grow spiritually to this level so that they were ready to sacrifice their lives for their co-worker.
我们看到当今世界各地有许多的基督徒正在为主承受苦难。
Around the world, we see Christians who are bearing sorrows for our Lord.
他们真的是将自己的颈项置之度外。
They really are risking their necks for the Lord.
我们看到在中国有许多的这些传道人被囚禁。
We see a lot of preachers in China were thrown into prison.
我感谢主，今天听到一个消息，就是金明日牧师已经被释放，已经来到美国。
I just heard the news today that Pastor Jing had been released and came to America.
我们希望 所有其他的被囚禁的传道人都会尽早得到释放。
We pray for all of the preachers and pastors to be released.
但我们确实是因为他们这种把自己的景象置之度外的这样的一种精神被他们激励。
We're really encouraged by the spirits of theirs to put their necks out there for Lord.
这也是让我们看出来什么样的信心是纯真的信心，什么样的信心是一种肤浅的信心。
It showed us what it takes to be to have a genuine faith.
那些愿意为主受苦的这样的信心，在困难的时候仍然愿意信靠主的这样的信心是纯真的信心。
Those who are willing to sacrifice for the Lord and still uphold their faith during difficulties are the genuine faith.
那些只在人前希望有好名声，希望有这种风光的那种，其实是非常肤浅的信心。
Those who really only want the appearance and the good praise from the people are really shallow faith.
那讲到这里，或许我们会想到说，那我做不到怎么办？
Now maybe we have the question, well, I don't know if I can do it.
确实是叫我们说我们现在要为主舍命，或许我们绝大部分人我们都没有预备好，我们觉得我们自己做不到。
Truthfully asking ourselves to sacrifice our lives for the Lord, we may not be prepared at this point.
不过你也放心，你做不到，神也不会强求你。
But don't worry, God wouldn't force you to do that.
能够为主献身其实是一个极大的荣耀。
It's a really an honor to be able to sacrifice for our Lord.
但这个是需要一点一点的累积的。
But it needs a lot of growth.
需要我们的生命不断的成长的。
It needs spiritual growth.
亚基拉和百基拉也不是一步登天的。
Priscilla, this couple, they didn't do it in one step.
我们所需要注重的不是去模仿别人。
What we want to do is not to imitate other people.
不是别人已经做得那么好了，我就一定要在表面上也要做得跟他们一样好。
Not that, oh, we observe how people are doing a great job and we want to do the same.
我不是说别人奉献了很多，我们就一定要跟他们奉献的一样多。
Not that people have donated so much to the church, we're going to match that donation.
我们所要注重要时常反省问自己的问题是，我们是不是爱主更多。
Question we should ask ourselves is if we're loving the God more and more.
我们所要注重的这个过程就是我们今天比昨天又爱主更多了一点。
More importantly, we wanted to make sure that we love God bit by bit more every day.
当你不断的在爱主的这个过程当中不断长进的时候，神会让你心甘情愿的带到一个地步，是你愿意去做为主付出的。
During that process, you'll see yourselves grow to that level.
而且你会认为是极大的荣耀，极大的喜乐。
You'll feel the mountains joy and from the Lord.
所以我们时常要问自己，我们是不是爱主更多。
We should often ask ourselves, are we loving God more and more?
我们的主值不值得我们为他舍弃这些东西。
Is our God worth it for us to giving up things?
当你这样去做的时候，你会发现你的灵命会不断的长进。
When you start doing that, you will see how your spiritual life start grow.
你就会走上这条背负十字架的人生道路。
You will be on the road that take up the cross.
所以今天我们看到两条道路，两种结局。
Today we saw two ways and two destinations.
希望这给了我们鼓励。
And hopefully that gives all of us encouragement.
帮助我们做正确的决定。
To help us make the right decision.
帮助我们有这样的勇气。
To have the courage.
走上这条背负十字架的道路。
Be on the way of taking up the cross.
愿神帮助我们。
Hope God help us.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父。
Our Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你在圣经当中让我们看到两种不同的道路，两种不同的结局。
We thank you for showing us those two ways and two destinations.
主啊，很多时候我们软弱。
Lord, a lot of times we're very weak.
我们心灵固然愿意，身体却软弱了。
our heart desires, but our body does not do it.
主啊，就求你更新我们。
Lord, please renew us.
赐力量给我们。
Give us the strength.
帮助我们有勇气。
To have the courage.
有智慧。
To have the wisdom.
能走上这条蒙福的人生道路。
To be on this blessed way.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.